I never thought it would be so simple, but it's carnival, it's carnival.
If you open up your mouth, I got big teeth.
It's gonna take some time to watch a film.
No. Yeah. I,
oh, all right. Go to music.
Go to real music.
Attention shoppers, today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Welcome back to 69 Cent Special. I'm TJ Cole.
And I'm Kevin Smith.
And before we started with our movie today, Carnivore, I wanted to announce that we're on Spotify. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're probably one of the few that already knows that.
Because we have a very small web.
Very small but passionate
fan base.
Fan base.
Fan is in quotes.
Yeah. Base is in quotes.
Fan. Base.
The whole word's in quotes.
No, two separate sets of quotes.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, we're on Spotify, so follow us there.
Please.
It'll stay up to date. You don't have to constantly watch our website anymore.
Or, God forbid, subscribe to an RSS feed.
Yeah, but we do also have an updated website, because Simplecast updated, so that's another thing.
It's very clean.
It's nice.
Less
like
purple.
It. Yeah, it's more, I turned on the night theme.
Oh.
Yeah, it gives a little purple splash on the right, but that's about it. But anyway, today, we decided that after the action-packed tribulation, which is Apocalypse 3, we found out later, mm-hmm. It was the third movie in a four-movie series.
And we have,
We have number four, Judgment.
Starring
the Mr. T. And the saccharine family film Mel, aka Everyone Loves Mel, that we'd go for something a little scary,
and we flip-flopped on a couple options. We had a Fred Durst movie that we kind of wanted to watch,
but that wouldn't be terror, that would be torture, and those are two different things.
Mm-hmm. So
Carnivore?
Is what we picked. We actually don't have very many strictly horror movies.
We don't. We have a few.
And a couple like compilations. Horror movies don't tend to show up very often in Goodwill.
I see many of them, but they tend to be the known ones.
Yeah.
Like Saw.
Queen of the Damned,
exactly. And on top of that, to compound on the lack of availability, mm-hmm. I'm not a big horror movie guy.
No.
I'm not a huge fan of them.
I am.
I'm more into comedy and mm-hmm. action, you know, the basic bitch genres of movies.
Comedy and horror use the same tools.
That's very true.
And they're both, like, setup and punchline, they both have it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're both trying to evoke a primal response.
Yes. And actually, more we very briefly talk about it,
mm-hmm.
it's not so much that I'm not against them anyway. It's just that the type of scary that I like in a movie doesn't tend to be the type of scary we see in modern horror movies.
Or horror movies in general.
Like, jump scare shit that just makes me angry.
Right.
But things like Alien, like thrillers, I guess you'd call them nowadays.
Yeah, thrillers. I would call Alien a horror movie.
Definitely.
Because it has a monster.
It's a scurry movie.
But that one relies very heavily on its suspense, and mm-hmm. it's heavily psychological because, like, you have to deal with the claustrophobia
mm-hmm,
aspect
mm-hmm.
and the being
haunted. The lighting
is
great. The cinematography is great.
Well, I'm more talking about the genre rather than the execution
mm-hmm.
because you can have a horror movie, like a jump scary horror movie, that's still got great lighting and cinematography.
True. Very true.
Por ejemplo, Halloween.
Who's 1979. Oh, yeah.
Por ejemplo means for example.
Oh, that's I don't speak French.
One of the few things I remember from Italian.
it's probably very similar in Italian, in all honesty.
Probably very similar in French.
Something. Well,
they're all Latin.
I think example. That's the whatever. Sorry to all my Bulgarian friends, but Satisfy your hunger for horror.
What's on the front, TJ?
Teeth.
Teeth.
First you bleed, then the terror begins.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, okay. So if we never bleed...
It never gets... You never bootstrap the horror if you never bleed.
Okay, but we're not going to bleed.
I know.
Because we're watching the movie.
Yeah. Carnivore, your premise is already flawed.
You're fucked.
Also, we're staring at the menu. First of all, only has two options, play movie and scenes, meaning no special features.
No special features. A technically interactive menu.
Even though. There is a huge box on the back listing special features, such as director commentary, Carnivore Kills featurette,
mm-hmm.
widescreen. Okay, that's not a feature. That's nice. Digitally mastered. That's okay. Trailer, scene selection, interactive menus. Oh, okay. I'll give you that one.
Technically.
Dolby Digital English 2.0 and Spanish subtitles. Optional. I don't see anything in the goddamn interactive menu for that.
If we start this fucking movie up and it's full screen, I'm going to lose my ass.
I will break this disc over my leg.
No, you won't.
If it's good, I won't. From afar, the old Romero house. Oh, Romero house.
Yeah.
Looks like a decrepit old mansion, mm-hmm. reputedly haunted.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now.
Mario?
Mario!
That's a Luigi's Mansion joke.
Ding, ding. But what the locals don't know is that behind the facade of the ancient building, the kick the facade off of him. The U.S. government has built a state-of-the-art high-tech field lab.
This
which
is huge spoilers.
I know, right? Or it's set up for the actual...
No, story. It's huge spoilers.
Oh, okay. Which houses one of the world's most gruesome experiments.
Uh-huh.
A horrifying, genetically engineered, menacing, carnivorous beast.
Oh.
So a liger.
It's bred for its skills in magic, TJ.
It is. That's true. But it is carnivorous. When the project's chief, Dr. Westmont, underestimates the strength and intelligence of the monster he meets,
mm-hmm.
Of the monster, there should be a comma there, he meets a bloody fate, and suddenly the creature is free to roam the house.
You've seen Pokemon the first movie.
Yeah.
You know how this goes.
Yeah, Mewtwo, crying. At the same time, four local teens sneak into the house to spend the night, and what began as a night of fun turns into a chamber of horrors. As they race to save themselves from the carnivore.
Ah. The teeth look like venom, but like shitty venom.
Yeah. 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 They honestly look like if you glued a bunch of furless cat paws together.
They look like if you tried to recreate the xenomorph's mouth from memory.
Oh, with only using supplies from a Spirit Halloween?
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know if that's representative of the monster in the movie.
I don't know at all.
I've seen... do I want to plug someone much better than us? The Red Letter Media...
We've done it at least six other times.
Yeah, I saw the Red Letter Media review of this before I knew you bought the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I try to avoid everything about every movie that we do.
Right.
Granted,
that was a while ago.
It was a while ago, and I think I had it on in the background.
Yeah.
So I don't remember most of it. I remember the plot details.
Okay.
But
we'll get those fleshed out here.
Maybe.
Flesh, like carnivore. But, no, I didn't watch that episode because I realized I had the movie Carnivore.
Right.
Which I bought at a whim on a Goodwill. At a Goodwill, not on a Goodwill. You don't buy things on a Goodwill.
I mean, if they're doing like a rooftop sale.
Selling on the rooftops. I'm not going to sing that song. That's a Lost Prophets song. I'm not going to get into why I'm not going to sing that.
I've never heard of that band.
Don't. Someone in their band did some pretty egregious shit.
Oh.
Involving minors.
Oh. Okay, then.
He stole a lot of silver
ore. So, what do we expect from Carne Asada Vore?
What do I expect from Griffin Legs Vore? Love you, buddy.
Don't say buddy. He doesn't listen.
Pal chum. Dude, what if he did, though, and that won him over?
There's no chance in hell. No chance. No chance in hell that Griffin McElroy has fucking time to listen to any podcast.
Spending all that time making Fantasy Costco music.
It's where all your dreams come true.
Buy a thing or two.
We got a deal for you.
What do I expect? Well, according to the incredibly dark screenshots on the back, a silhouette of a person.
Oh, I have a quick question.
Yes.
What percentage of this movie do you think you can see?
30.
30%?
30%.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that.
We will not time it.
We are going to time it.
Someone who looks like Cameron Mitchell, but isn't Cameron Mitchell.
Correct.
Unfortunately. And then what looks like the opening trailer to Halo ODST, because I can't make out a goddamn thing in that last picture.
Yep.
It looks like an ODST helmet in the rain, side lighting, however you call it.
That's the monster.
Oh, Nathan Fillion's the monster?
Yep.
Damn, dude.
It was his first role.
Wow. Let's see who we got. The Film Artist Network and Mater Films Curdworks. Sorry.
We have looked stuff up about this movie, huh?
Oh, Mater Film and Curdworks, because there's Kenneth Mater and F. Joseph Kurtz. Made this, I guess. Starring Jill Adcock, Stephen W. Cromie, not the Heroes of the Storm character, John C. Jacob, Laurie Johnson. There's a lot of J's. Jeff Swan, Pamela Thompson, and Randy Craig. Could you get, like, never mind.
Do you want a star rating?
Yes,
from IMDb.com.
Link below. Yes.
2.6.
Ooh! Is this the lowest we've had so far?
No, I think Flyin' Ryan had like a 2.3 or something.
Just barely lower. God, Flyin' Ryan. If this is close to Flyin' Ryan's star rating and anything close to Flyin' Ryan's quality, I am a happy boy.
Crazy credits. Script supervisor, the continuity clowns.
I'm sorry?
I did a lot of script supervising in film school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you one of the continuity clowns?
Yes.
Wow.
Honk, honk. Bitch.
Beep, beep. Auga.
Actually, I probably shouldn't do that. Anyway.
Shouldn't say that you went to film school.
How many people in the cast and crew in the top build cast, do I have to go through an IMDb before I find one that has a picture?
Ooh, 7.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Holy
seven,
shit, there's more.
10.
10. The big ol' X in Roman.
10.
10 people before one has a picture.
Yeah. Only two.
Two!
In the top build cast have pictures.
Wow. And who was it?
The first one?
Uh-huh.
Stephen W.
Cromie. Okay.
He's known for Carnivore. And Jeff Swan.
Jeff Swan. Okay, those are both in the top billing.
He's an award-winning executive producer, actor, associate producer. I don't know what awards he's won. They're not big ones.
Probably not.
A
lot of Kenneth Mater. So I assume Kenneth Mater and Joseph Kurtz, F. Joseph Kurtz, were the...
Oh.
Huh?
I have trivia that's going to make a lot of sense once we watch the movie.
Okay. Do you want to bring it up after we watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Remind me.
So in that case...
I already know kind of what to expect from this movie, which is a rarity among movies that we've, like, talked about on here, where I, like, have a rough idea of what's going to happen when we go in.
Right.
But I will say... This movie's going to be choppy.
Oh, interesting. Lots of cuts?
It's going to be rough.
Okay.
It had a budget of 3.
That's our highest budget yet!
I think it's going to be of a similar budget as Flyin' Ryan.
Oh, dude, they better all have Heelys then.
This was filmed in the 90s.
90s? Wow.
It came out in 2000.
All the screenshots look like it's from 1970.
Yeah, no, it's a 90s movie.
What the hell, dude?
That's going to tell you a lot.
Wow, okay.
There is a bit in the movie that implies that the movie takes place in 1989.
Okay.
We see a date.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's going to be choppy. It's going to be rough. The monster is not going to be... very well realized, let's say.
This is rated R.
It is rated R.
So all you kids, take out your AirPods.
Violent. Oh, God, they're wearing AirPods. They can't hear us.
They can't hear us.
Because they're not listening to the podcast. No one is. Help. No, I mean, kids, shoppers of youth out there.
Of the youth variety.
If you have a chance to watch Carnivore, I think you should. Just going in already.
I will make no such statements until I've seen it.
Yeah, you know what? I retract that statement until we've seen it, but I'm going to say it the second that we come back.
Okay. Oh, God, what the...
It's crusty.
It feels like someone removed tater tots from an oven with this DVD case.
That's very specific.
Having removed tater tots from an oven with a DVD case, yes.
Have you done that?
No.
Ugh. Well, it's old, TJ.
But, like, there's old and then there's, like, carnivore.
And then we gotta... Yeah.
Let's watch it!
Let's watch this bish. What? We do a...
Shit.
Oh, fuck. You started playing it again.
I started it.
No!
No! Go away! No! Go away, Carnivore!
No, Carnivore! No!
Okay, it's good. God, that was trash.
That was, the parts that were good were good.
The kills?
The kills were great. The
kills were fun. There was a boobie.
There were two boobies.
Yep.
And a lot of nipple play.
A lot of, like, just chomping on the nip.
Okay. Carnivore.
Carnivore.
The thing that I was going to tell you.
Yes.
The bit of trivia.
Ooh.
Trivia.
Trivia. At any place in the Tri-County area.
The Trench Benchman.
Nice.
The movie was filmed between 1989 and 1991 as a micro-budget indie, then spent the next 7 years seeking completion funds. Finally finished in 2000, it was released as a rental title by Spartan Home Entertainment, then picked up a year later as a sell-through title by Fox, who proceeded to botch the manufacturing and mistakenly only released the full screen version with bad sound and no extras.
Oh my God, that's why. This is the Fox version.
Yes.
Holy shit, that makes... Yeah, because this was full screen.
Full screen, no special features.
No extras.
At all. And had bad sound.
It was bad sound. It was terrible sound.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Yep.
Because this was shit.
It was god awful.
Absolute... If the sound was better, I might find myself enjoying it slightly more.
Yeah.
But when the music overpowers all of your dialogue,
mm-hmm.
and there's not enough kill scenes
to like really keep us engaged.
Come on.
Total deaths, 3?
1, 2.
If 4.
If we're counting the creature doesn't die.
Scientist.
Yep.
Teen 1.
Teen 1.
Cop. Teen 2.
Does Teen 2 die? He escapes.
I thought he died.
He escaped. We were all completely checked out at that point. Well, he got caught. Oh, God. He got caught in the leg.
Right.
But he got out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see him get out.
Because the cop that died instead of him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So three.
Only three. Now, they were great kills.
Oh, dude.
I mean, the scientist one was kind of bad.
Real quick, nothing fucking happens in this movie.
No.
The entire plot is as follows. There's a secret underground lab underneath this abandoned house.
In the basement of a, quote, abandoned house.
Which looked like a regular house from the outside.
It was a regular Midwest suburb house.
And on the inside looked like a high school play.
Yeah, set. It looked like the high school set of a bad horror movie.
They're creating a monster, a carnivore, in the basement.
Go figure.
And the scientist currently in charge of, like, giving him a needle or whatever gets fucking moitered.
Yeah, because...
In the worst kill of the movie?
By far. It was the most boring because he was going for... Because he's like, don't worry, I gotta give you the shot. Because, like... And it seems like there's like, a relationship between the monster and the scientist. He's like, I'm sorry. Like, I have to do this. Because, like, you'd see the creature's arm, and then it would pull away real quick.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I think, like, the monster hits the needle, and it hits him in the heart.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then he just dies because he, like, spits strawberry jam everywhere.
Yeah.
And then dies, and then the carnivore gets out because his cage door was left open. His, her, I don't know. It's cage door is left open. And so it's going around the house. We establish that it can't go outside because it pulls the blinds away and is like, sunlight!
It's photosensitive to anything above a certain
3,500 Kelvin light or something like that. Because I know light has like a color temperature.
But that's not what that is.
It's just like, just say it's sensitive to sunlight. That's all you have to fucking say.
Like, sunlight is unique.
Yeah. It's got a lot of wavelengths.
UV radiation. Just say it's weak to UV radiation specifically.
Done, period. You're good. You don't got to go through that garbage techno fake babble.
But anyway, can't go outside, so it's stuck in the house.
Yep.
At least during the daytime.
Yes.
Cut two.
Teens.
Quote unquote teens.
One of them has body hair out the wazoo.
24-year-olds posing as teens.
Oh, my God.
There's four of them. Two meatheads. One wears a hat. The other one is cool. both of them have mullets.
Yeah. It's
you better not be loading up.
I'm not. I'm checking internet things. No. It's prime late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Especially the ladies' hairdos.
Oh, the ladies'
hair. They
look
like dead shih tzus.
We have slutty teen.
Yep, slutty
and
teen.
And girl teen.
Demure teen.
Yeah. They are
slutty teen is girlfriend of hat teen,
and then demure and other meathead,
and then meathead teen, yeah,
are just meeting for the first time tonight.
Yep.
They decide they're all going down to this haunted house because they want to get drunk and fuck.
Yeah, and meathead seems like a nice man.
Yeah, he's definitely breaking the mold.
He's a good dude. Seems like a good dude.
They get there. In the meantime, there's a bunch of bullshit with, like, these government agents and a woman who is a pre-Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
My ass.
She doesn't say that, but...
I know, but I feel
like she should.
Saying that a lot.
She's
like a white version of the investigator from Phantasmagoria to A Puzzle of the Flesh.
This had a very similar, like, tone.
It felt very Phantasmagoria, but, like, lower budget Phantasmagoria.
Two,
A Puzzle of the Flesh. Yes. Because Phantasmagoria 2, I felt, I will link the Spoonie playthrough because that's the most experience I have.
It's very good.
With Phantasmagoria 2. But Phantasmagoria 2 was a point-and-click adventure game, psychological horror movie.
Yep.
And I felt that its horror was more interesting.
Well,
because it was playing off of like the idea of like fear projection
until the very end.
Until the very end, where it jumps the fucking shark.
Yeah, it just starts killing people.
But it was interesting up to there. Like, you couldn't tell if your main character was like insane
because it could have all been in his head.
Yeah, and it was like it was freaky.
And
it,
there was some fucked up shit in his past that would have caused that shit to happen.
Exactly. It all sort of clicks, and then
it turns out it's aliens.
Turns out he's the alien child of an experiment.
Nothing that interesting happens in this movie.
No.
So, teens show up. They're exploring the house, getting drunk, and eventually Hat and his girlfriend...
Hat and Horny.
Hat and Horny go off to get...
It's the sequel to Bad and Bougie.
To get just fucking down.
Get just down like a clown, Charlie Brown.
He goes to town on her nipple.
God almighty. We were...
We could not show this movie.
We were surprised at how long they held on that nipple
suckage. Like, because, like, typically, like, when you're shooting a movie, like, you're wearing pasties.
Like, but this, I mean, this is a hard R.
Well, even in a hard R.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to, like, for the comfort of the woman, right?
Yeah, exactly.
She, like, or you're, she has, like, a
or,
fake
or
chest
or they'll
on.
Show it, but it's not, like.
Well, when they're going at it.
Yeah.
They're different breasts or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. They, like, don't show, like.
Yeah.
This was, like. Uncut, like,
right, he
one
like,
shot.
They were gonna start fucking,
yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And then, right after he takes his shirt off, the fucking monster tears him a new one,
dude, literally tears him new holes.
So, slashes him across the chest from behind and then starts ripping shit out of his gut,
like, oh my god, yeah, like, comes up behind him, grabs him, pulls its claw across his chest, and we're like, ooh, good.
Good
and
effect.
Then, like, and he, like, tries to run or something, or gets pushed.
And then the carnivore jumps on him.
Jumps on him and just starts tearing him apart, like a fucking Zergling. And...
like, bits go flying across the room, she, like an organ.
Girl's
lens.
Freaking out, and the funniest part is, like, she's, like, backing away, you know, like, staring in terror, and a chunk of meat just hits next to her head, hits the wall next to her, and she's like, oh, fuck!
And then she runs.
Oh, God, I was laughing so hard.
Some bumbling cops show up at this juncture.
Because they're like, oh, yeah, all sorts of horny teens and want to get
there's
drunk
a report of horny teens going up here.
Yeah.
Horny teens! Horny teens, horny teens,
horny teens, horny teens, horny teens, horny teens, horny teens, boobs.
Get the coins, kill your dad, get the coins.
What's that last thing?
Get the coins. coins. stealing from Game Grumps. So, Meathead goes to investigate while the girls flee.
He's like, you want a beer? And
the
cooler beer was empty. He's like, oh, they took all the beer.
And here's an empty, and he picks it up and it's covered in fucking goo.
Yeah, covered in goop.
He's like, oh!
And I'm surprised his first assumption wasn't that it was Spooge, given how rambunctious that couple is.
But, like, yeah. Like, it's all gross. It's like gack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they hear lady screaming.
Right. And my first thought, if I touch a beer bottle covered in goo, and then I hear a lady scream is... oh, they're really going at it, huh?
Wow.
They're jackhammering. But that wasn't like a horny scream. That was like a I'm in danger scream.
Like help.
Yeah.
And unless he's familiar with...
their safety word.
Their screamage, which I doubt he is.
He might be.
He's probably too invested in his football.
He does look like he's the kind of guy...
Man, coach said that in times of need, I need to help people with my skills, such as muscle. And so, since I have heard someone in danger, I will go help.
He doesn't sound anything like this.
He doesn't sound anything like
but
that.
But he sounds like this in our soul.
Yeah, deep within our brain souls.
His psychic, like...
yeah, you know, like that fluid that pervades the universe.
His aura is
his
of...
his oeuvre.
Of that. That's not what oeuvre means.
His opal.
His oeuvre.
His oeuvre.
Let's talk about the Tom Green oeuvre.
I believe that is the French word for the sound you make after, like, at the very end after throwing up, and you still got those dry heaves, like, right at the end, right? The tail vision.
It means, like, body of work.
Oeuvre.
Yeah.
Oeuvre.
It means, over. Oeuvre. Like, like the overall.
Uber.
Like, over.
Uber.
I don't think Uber.
That means over.
I know.
In German.
I know.
Or
good.
Ride sharing service.
Also in Germany. So this movie. So some bumbling cops show up. One who I'm going to affectionately call Officer Jimmy Scringe.
Which one was Officer Jimmy Scringe?
The asshole one.
The one that looks like a... like the long lost brother Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then pedant.
Pedant. Yeah. Just real. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
You know. But also the other cop isn't good. So like.
Yeah.
Nobody.
It's the bulk and skull of this movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him Bulk and Skull instead.
Yeah.
Bulk is the bad cop. Skull is the pedant.
The pedant.
Bulk and Skull show up, and Skull is sent in to go check on these teens.
Yeah, because they get to the door, and the two girls are screaming.
They're like, they killed my boyfriend.
Yeah. Was that like a German accent?
They killed my boyfriend.
They killed my boyfriend.
They killed my boyfriend.
Oh!
Yeah, Mario got real upset.
Mamma mia.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, Luigi.
Hey, Luigi.
Let's check out this.
It's a me.
Mario.
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 So now it's... Mario is Joe from Family Guy.
Yeah.
and Luigi is Keanu Reeves.
What? Well, Mario? Mario! Da 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 da.
I'm over here, Luigi.
Professor! What's up, Professor?
It's Popeye. And other bits. all these bits can be yours.
Coming soon to your bleeding ears.
Coming soon to Spotify. Oh, wait. Oh, now hey! On Spotify.
Already came on Spotify.
We came on Spotify.
We came. Moving on.
Speaking of coming, the skull ends up upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And barely rescues Meathead. Who manages to hit the monster in the face with a board
with exposed nails.
Which, when he pulls the thing out, milky blood comes out.
It's like white blood.
And then his, like...
And then, like, horns form.
Plate, I think that's supposed to be, like, his blood clot that comes, like, out of his body.
It's fucking gross. They said something about mutant healing.
Yeah.
Like, at the very beginning of the movie, it's, like, a throwaway line.
Yeah.
So it's, like, mutating healing horns.
It looks a little bit like Play-Doh.
It's stupid.
It's stupid and gross, and I don't like it.
Oh, God. I don't want to say this, but it felt like the wound healing equivalent of a popping video.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
I hate those.
It's so gross. Not even like liquid pus, but like the kind that like 3D prints out of the pore. I feel sick.
Why did you tell me this?
Because that's how I felt.
Well, now it's how I feel.
Well, now we're on the same page.
Speaking of same page, Skull gets his face ripped off.
Skull gets in one of the... It's a really cool effect.
It's a really cool effect where, like, it's a dummy, clearly.
Yeah. And, but it, like, makes... It starts making out with a cop or something.
Yeah, and then we... And then it, like, pulls back and he's biting his face
off.
Yeah, and
it's, like, pulling, like, meat off of a skull. And it's fucking cool.
We only see it for like a brief flash.
And the lighting in this movie is just
quite awful.
Just bad.
Very dark.
Blue.
It's Doom 64 levels of dark.
Yeah, wow.
Or the most brightly lit thing on this planet.
Seriously.
Earth. I think that's because it had to be filmed in multiple chunks. So
that's true. That's true.
And at one point we figured out that the actress when... Hillary Clinton and douchebag FBI.
Oh, we haven't talked about douchebag DIA agents.
Okay, so.
So, she's part of the Defense Intelligence Agency, first off.
DIA.
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 Second off, she gets notified that the carnivore is loose.
It's loose. There's a carnivore loose about the hoose.
There's a goose loose about the hoose. And, so she's getting escorted up to the house
by two jackasses.
Yeah, Dickle and Pickle.
Yep. Pickle is the black guy.
Sure. Yeah. He doesn't do much in this movie.
He doesn't do much except just be there and kind of be like,
almost like a straight man.
Yeah, but like an asshole.
Yeah, a little bit of an asshole. But Dickle.
But they're mostly comic relief.
They are. Dickle. He's like gun obsessed.
Yeah. He modified an Uzi?
Yeah. And like while they're driving up to the house, like he's talking over with Pickle, like, oh, I did all this. And like she's quote asleep. And they're like they fucking hate her.
They're like, oh, look at this bitch.
Yeah, and
she's like, I heard every word of that. And then they're like,
I heard that, Curtis. And at some point, like, there's a part where they're going in and she gives them trank guns because they're like, tranquilize this thing.
This is after the cops basically have left.
Yeah. They're leaving and like these three show up.
Yeah. The teens, by the way, after Skull gets his face ripped off,
they just fucking bolt.
Teens are never seen through the rest of the movie.
Nope.
I hope you liked them.
I mean, I liked one of them.
Because they're gone.
I liked Meathead. He seemed like a nice person.
Also demure.
She fine. Seemed like she was uncomfortable.
Right, and who wouldn't be in this scenario?
And I don't blame her for that.
Really, all the teens are very relatable.
Yeah, they are relatable. Two of them I don't like.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
But, you know.
The other two, I'm like, yeah, do you.
Yeah.
You seem okay.
And the
you
other two
fine.
Do each other.
Hey. So.
He's been making that noise all day.
Especially during the fuckness.
But, no penetration actually occurred.
No. There were hand in crotch.
Hand met crotch.
Both people.
Yeah.
Got handsy. They had Roman hands and Russian fingers. But so at this point they go down into the lab.
Our agents are at the house mm-hmm. and
Dickel and Hillary Clinton
yeah. end up going into the basement because that's where the lab is.
Yes.
And we have not seen her face while they're in the basement.
Correct. It's always the back of her head.
And it looks kind of like a wig.
Looks definitely like a wig. As if this whole sequence of scenes was shot at a different time with a different actress.
Probably all of the lab scenes were shot later.
It felt like it. They felt very
because
different.
Because even the monster's arm...
You're absolutely right.
...looks entirely different.
You're absolutely right. The whole lab sequence is an afterthought. Everything related to the lab
yeah.
is an afterthought.
Yeah. It was at least shot later.
Yes.
It might have been like, oh, we just don't have it in the budget to shoot these right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the harder stuff to do, the stuff with effects and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that done first, and then we'll do these other things later. Because you don't usually shoot a movie in order.
It could also be a situation where... because I can see the entire movie working without the lab being in that house.
Right, but maybe they got feedback, I don't understand.
Yeah, what the exactly. Lab has and to so they're do. Like, well, we gotta
why
have
is
this,
the thing in this house?
We gotta have this whole lab subplot.
Like, why are these guys here? Because, clearly those guys were there on when they were shooting the movie regularly.
Yes.
And that whole plot line was definitely there. Because, why else would they be there?
Right, right.
But yeah, so they're here and nothing happens for a very long time.
No, again, with all the movies.
We keep running into fucking movies where...
Bad pacing.
Where pacing just, the movie grinds to a halt. And it's not even like they're building suspense, right?
No.
Horror movies want to build suspense a lot.
Yes, I get that.
So you can... pay it off with a murder.
Yeah.
Usually.
You gotta edge.
Before
edge
you can
the
Christian.
Audience. Exactly. Before you can... Fuck.
The rated R superstar. You didn't expect me to go for the wrestling joke.
I did not expect you to go for the wrestling
joke. You expected
joke.
Me to go for the pornography joke.
I expected you to go for maybe a porno joke or for a geometry joke.
You,
It's like, oh, you gotta edge think, before you can face.
You think... Either far too little of me or far too much of me. I like to hit right in the middle.
I'm a bit... Yeah. Yeah. I don't think in the middle.
Life is unfair.
I'm like... My brain is like the no middle sliders of thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. That tracks.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that guy had either a fucking magnificently huge nose or... Tiny little pea nose. Wee like pixie
anyway,
nose. Anyway.
That was a Monster Factory joke.
Watch it.
We'll put an episode chosen at random in the...
Or a playlist.
I don't want to just...
What episode should we put down there?
Let's put...
I'm feeling...
Uh-huh.
Ball chess.
Yeah. Ball chess is the one that I like to show people and get them into
it's
it.
It's a fun one.
With Daz.
Daz.
Anyway.
Smell your sins.
What? We should do a separate podcast where we just talk about Monster Factory the whole time.
It's called Monster Post Processing.
It's called Monster Factory.
The reason we're not talking about this movie much is because there's literally no plot.
But unlike a lot of the other movies where we've watched and there's no plot and we just decided we can't make an episode about this, mm-hmm. there's a lot of merit here.
Yes.
The kills are great.
Kills are fantastic.
The teens, I actually really liked their acting.
They were fun. I never had a complaint with their acting.
There's some good banter
mm-hmm.
at various points.
They definitely felt like teens, even though they looked like 30-year-olds.
Yeah, they were written well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they weren't written well or acted well, but like it was a fun, cheesy horror movie.
It felt very B movie.
And yeah, then the fucking like kills were really good.
Kills were great.
Again,
dude.
I cannot stress enough how
I really, really wanted to see Dickel get killed.
Except instead, he shoots the fuck out of the monster.
He shoots the okay. This whole sequence. So they go into the lab.
He's really mad.
She's calling like someone. He's poking dead scientist body. Yeah. They leave the lab.
Yes.
And they go upstairs because she's like, oh, he has to be still in the house.
Yeah.
And she the carnivore attacks her,
mm-hmm,
and like just choking her against the wall.
Right.
And not killing her. And there's almost a moment of like sympathy.
Right.
Like where.
Now, it's at this point we should point out. Monster's teeth look nothing like the fucking
cover. Nothing like that. They look like a shitty gremlin.
There's no visible emotion on the monster's face.
Dude. And I can't even hear what it's saying because the audio is so bad.
It does talk.
It does talk.
It says something.
Because early in the movie it says it understands language. Didn't know it could talk.
I think it says enemy at one point.
After this scene, yeah.
No, but she also asks it what its enemy is during this scene.
I didn't hear what it said. I hope it said overpriced bundles.
I think it was asking who her enemy was, and she was like, I don't have one. And then in the end, it's like Liddy enemy. Because he wants to kill Dickel.
That makes sense, yeah.
Anyway.
So, she, Carnivore
lets
her
kill
go.
Her.
Yeah.
And she's, like, starting to, like, back away slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Dickel kicks in the door and Rambo shoots the ever-loving shit.
Because she told him, like, trank darts, and he has the tranquilizer rifle. She leaves. He throws the tranquilizer dart rifle away and pulls out his modified Uzi.
Right.
And bursts in the room, sees the carnivore, and just fills her full of lead.
Just
what, like bullet holes.
He's even yelling, and
he's got the power stance. The Rambo power stance. And then it's like against the wall dying, and it like starts walking towards him again. And then there's another like 5 minutes of him unloading.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton's like punching him in the chest, like, what the fuck did you do that?
That's government property. You killed it.
Yeah.
It was one of the greatest scientific.
Make sure you get hanged up by your balls.
It was one of the greatest scientific discoveries we have ever had.
Mm-hmm. And then she goes over to the carnivore as it's dying and apologizes.
And it's like,
I don't have a fucking clue what it says. Yeah. It dies. They leave. She's mad.
She says,
does she send him back in to get the body? Yeah.
To go get the body and set it up for retrieval.
Yeah. They go back in.
And it's
Pickle.
Gone.
Pickle's like, it's just like face skin and just a puddle. And Dickel
like,
is
don't
like,
fuck with me, man.
Yeah. I'm not now, dude. I don't have the fucking mood for this. And he's like, oh, no. Fuck.
And then like it cuts to her. She's like, I'm pretty sure it didn't die.
Yeah. And then it goes to the POV, which happens. They do a lot of POV shots from the point of view of the carnivore,
mm-hmm,
with a really bad, like, attempting to be predator filter on it.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's a video toaster and Gak had a baby.
It's more like a 90s music video,
mm-hmm,
sort of.
Gotta be stupid. Gotta be stupid.
And, yeah, she's in the car making a car phone call, and she's like, we have a problem. And the movie ends. And I'm so mad because I wanted to see Dickel get fucking eviscerated.
Well, that would have been for the sequel.
Is there a sequel?
No.
Oh.
So, DJ, what did you think?
What did I say was 30% of this movie?
We said, could we see 30% of this movie?
Oh, I'd say yes.
We can see more than 30%.
We can see more than 30%.
It's actually, like, you can see what's going on.
It's poorly lit, but you can see it.
Yeah.
It's not, like, poorly lit to the point that you literally can't see. This isn't Doom 64 on normal fucking TV
gamma settings, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like, I don't know, there's just too much blue light being used.
Yeah, if you, it,
I don't want it to be too brightly lit. The horror movies have a fine line, right?
They have to ride a fine line.
Which is why there's a lot of red lighting that gets used in horror movies, because it keeps the tension going, because we're we're innately tensed by red light.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
And so if you put red light on it, you can see a little bit more of it, but also it still keeps the mood going. And I hit my microphone.
You're fine.
I hit my microphone, everybody. I hit my microphone.
You really hit his microphone.
He hit his microphone. I liked it. I liked the parts that were good.
I had fun.
We could easily cut this down to Carnivore the Good Bits.
And it'd be like 10 minutes long.
It would be like 40.
40? You think it'd be like half the movie?
It's more like we cut the really boring parts.
That's true. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cut it down to its bare plot.
Yeah, we could cut this down to 40 minutes.
If we start with the teens.
Yeah, just start with the teens.
Maybe, and then take like all that Department of Defense shit and do small scenes during, like in the middle.
No, just cut the whole thing.
Just cut the whole thing?
Yeah, and then once the guys get there, we'll like put flashbacks.
Right.
In there.
Yeah.
And then
that'll work. It'll be Hillary Clinton's dream while she's sleeping.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll film a new scene with me in a blonde wig laying down.
And all ADR it.
Yeah. It'll be great. Fuck.
Do you recommend this to a friend?
I would recommend our theoretical cut to a friend.
Do you recommend it to an enemy?
I would recommend the original cut to an enemy.
There you go.
This particular version.
Yes.
Apparently,
the Fox 20th Century Fox DVD version that lies on the back.
I'm not sure if it's 20th Century Fox.
This says 20th Century Fox.
The 20th Century Fox version lies. The original release for rental, I cannot say.
Yeah, we don't know.
But this is very clearly a VHS rip.
There's even a point where the tracking freaks out.
Yeah, there's tracking problems.
I thought for a second the DVD was freaking out, but then it cleared up, and I'm like, are we watching a VHS rip?
And also very clearly, it's tracking issues,
yes,
which DVDs don't have.
I was very confused.
Yeah.
For that moment,
because if it was a DVD fuck up, it would be like screen tearing.
It'd be like audio cut. It would be like skipping. Yeah.
But no, not bad.
No, I thought like,
yeah.
Did they give us a bad disc? Like, what the fuck?
No.
Not in terms of like the disc itself is bad, like, but for some reason they recorded it bad.
Yeah.
But like, we got like a bootleg.
Ooh, are we going to call 20th Century Fox?
We got a bootleg copy of Carnivore.
Let's call the Walt Disney Company about it.
Oh, boy.
We need a refund on our copy of Carnivore. And they're like, do you mean Dinosaur? No.
No,
that Carnivore has a Carnotaur in it.
Yeah. Did you mean Tammy and the T-Rex?
No, that also has a carnivore in it. But this is the movie called Carnivore. It was released in 2000. Yeah, I would recommend this cut to an enemy.
Yeah, this says 2002. Yeah, absolutely. Because I can trust that my enemy would not gain mutant healing powers.
And also my enemy would be very, very bored.
True. We were bored for half of this movie.
Mm-hmm. More than half.
Yeah.
The
parts that I ignored and was looking at my phone during, I still got the entire plot of the movie.
It was mostly talking.
Yeah. Inconsequential talking.
And like, when you have a horror movie and you only have four teens, because this is a slasher movie, right?
Yeah. Trying to be. I mean, it is.
That's the genre, right?
Yeah.
You only have four teens to kill. Make it about those four teens and stretch out those.
Yeah. You want to watch a good, I don't want to say it's teen-based, but horror-ish movie that turns kind of weird for the better. Cabin in the Woods. Like,
yeah,
I really like that movie.
Cabin in the Woods is a deconstruction of horror, though.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. It's totally aware of those tropes.
If you want to see a more pure example, the original Halloween is always good.
That's a good
call. The original Friday the 13th is very good.
Yeah, a lot of those, like,
basically any of the franchises.
Classics, yeah,
if you pick the first one, you're pretty good.
Well, a lot of the classic like 80s ones.
Yeah,
because they were sort of the ones that I imagine. Again, I'm not film dude. I imagine were the ones that sort of started those
70s and 80s, yeah,
did them really well.
Yeah,
and that's why we have that trope, because of movies like Halloween
and Friday the 13th really helped like codify a lot of it.
Sleepaway Camp,
not Sleepaway Camp. That has a fun plot twist.
Oh, it does.
Um,
thanks, Cinema Snob.
I'm really kind of like a, I don't want to say like aficionado, but like
connoisseur.
I like horror movies. Mm-hmm. I like them a lot.
A dilettante.
The problem with horror movies is that like if they scare me, it's never for a good reason.
Interesting.
The only ones that like have scared me and like, ooh, that was a fun scare, have been like classic slashers, Hellraiser.
Mm.
Hellraiser is just disturbing to me. It's not like scary.
Hellraiser, I want to watch for the aesthetic of it because that shit I love. Like the weird,
the body
almost,
horror.
Like, body horror, yeah.
Dude, Hellraiser is full of it.
Like I've seen pictures of the Cenobites.
One and two. Oh, yeah. They're not even in most of the movie.
Well, I understand that, but I've seen pictures of it. Yeah. I'm like, oh hell yeah.
One has a good amount of it. Two has a lot more body horror.
Okay.
So if you want to watch one just for that, go with two. But one is also fantastic.
I mean, if you want more examples of it, there's a video game I kickstarted called Scorn.
Mm.
Which is basically you walking through flesh.
Cool.
For lack of a better term. It's very Giger inspired.
Sure.
Body horror inspired.
Sure.
One of the cool parts of the game is sort of there's no interface, so everything is very like
I am interface.
Very kind of neat. Your gun is a creature.
Oh.
It's cool. Like that's sort of like biomechanical slash body horror, okay, sort of stuff. I did.
I don't know. I don't have anything like really horror-y.
The scene of the sliced up horse from what was that movie? The one with Jennifer Lopez, where she wears the muscle suit. She's going into people's dreams.
Is that not Hypercube?
No, not Hypercube. No, a person gets cut up in Hypercube or in Cube. No, it's got Catherine Zeta Jones. It's got Jennifer the Lopez.
It has Vince Vaughn in it.
Thank you. And it's got, there's a scene where during, like, she's going into some person's dream or something, and there's a dream where.
The Cell!
That's the one. There's a scene where.
Yeah, like, the horse.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's fucking rad.
I don't have anything recent to recommend for in terms of horror. I mean, Us is out. I haven't seen Us yet.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen
Peele movie.
It Follows.
Get Out.
I haven't seen that, but
Get Out's very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for us.
Sure.
if that.
No, I get that.
That tracks.
Yeah.
But it's still.
I can still appreciate.
It's very cerebral.
Yeah, and I like that.
That might be a spoiler now that I think about it. If you read that sentence literally.
Ah.
It's got to do with, you know. Thinking.
Trilobites.
Tribbles.
The Trouble with Tribbles. It's my favorite horror movie.
Actually, that would be pretty fucking terrifying.
It would be terrifying.
If they weren't so damn cute.
If they weren't just a little fucking.
Did you know Tribbles are a currency in Star Trek Online?
Oh my lord. Dude, I played Star Trek Online when it first came out. And I kind of loved it for the starship customization part of it. But I've liked Star Trek.
Yeah.
I've never been that into Star Trek, if you know what I mean.
I kind of want to do a separate podcast, not really joking that much, where, like, I watch Deep Space Nine over again and talk about it.
See, I've never seen Deep Space Nine.
Do you want to watch Deep Space Nine?
I want to watch Deep Space Nine. That sounds fun.
Deep Space Nine is so good.
Like,
because it's my favorite Trek.
My favorite's Next Generation by far. Like, I tried to watch the original series, but I just feel too...
Original series...
I feel too millennial for it.
If you skip some of the shittier episodes, like, if you just watch, like, you go to a list of the best mm-hmm. original series episodes.
The greatest hits.
The good ones are great.
Okay.
And you have to understand that they're overacting on purpose.
Yeah, it's a different style than, like, TNG.
Mostly because of how TVs were when it was first made.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because a TV screen was about as big as your laptop screen there.
And that's a big screen.
But that would be like all the way across the room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you...
Well, it's like the idea of stage makeup.
And they just now got color.
Yeah, it's like the idea of stage makeup.
But... And the
with movement
early TV for like drama and stuff, you had to act like you were on stage because that's the only way they could fucking see what you were doing.
Yeah.
So that's why it's all overacted and fucking crazy and like the fighting is weird.
And they put Vaseline on the lens when there's a lady.
Yeah.
Get that soft focus, baby. Mm.
God, that's so weird. Like, yeah. Now we can just like just soften the focus a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, turn the knob. But back then it's like, all right, you gotta slather the fucking lens.
That's how they took the wheels off of the sand speeder in Star Wars, the original. They literally put Vaseline on the lens to blur where the wheels were.
That's so fucking cool.
Right?
Because you know now.
That's like, why it looks like a fucking car going over the sand, because it's a fucking car going over the sand.
Well, I just assumed that like it was just shitty.
No, it was literally they put Vaseline. Well,
I know that like they had to do something to like hide the wheels, right?
Right, right.
Because I knew it had to have wheels. Because the only other alternative is they held it up by like wires and they had a really fucking fast crane.
Right.
And like, that's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
So like, it had to have been wheels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you know that they would just have the wheels be green.
Yeah, they would just key it out.
But like, that's a really fascinating, like, interesting way to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, even though...
Because your brain, like, automatically, like, takes for granted. Yeah, it's flying.
Yeah, it's got, like, energy under it. It's right. That's why it's wavy.
And it's like, oh, it's... And also, it's like, oh, it has to conform to the, like...
Yeah, it's a hover drive, not like it doesn't fly. It's a hover drive. It stays close to the ground.
Right, and it bumps with the ground. Yeah, that's why
that,
it looks
that
like
is a
bumping.
Testament to
human
stupidity.
Yeah, our ability to be easily tricked.
Yeah,
by
our
simple...
suspension of disbelief.
Speaking of suspension of disbelief,
I can't believe how bad Carnivore was.
I think I really knocked my. Oh,
what?
There it goes.
You're fine.
No,
oh,
I know.
Oh,
my,
oh.
I think all the way down.
I can't believe you dropped your microphone.
Speaking of that was me all fucking Wednesday
because
I had to dub over I had to do ADR work. And that was me.
Batting down the hatches
the whole time. Did you know?
Yes.
When in my head I sound a lot more mush-mouthed than I do when it actually comes out.
Mm-hmm. Bass resonates in your sinuses more.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm. That's why everyone sounds deeper in their own.
It's not that I'm sounding deeper.
Well, the bass frequencies are muddling. That's why with a lot of like when you have bass traps in mm-hmm. a room, that's for that purpose because the reflections of the bass frequencies can muddy a tone. And like in guitar, if you have too much bass, it makes the sound really muddy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds a lot of the time like I'm screwing up a sentence that I'm not screwing up.
Mm. Me, my brain just doesn't work.
Well, yeah. Speaking of suspension of disbelief, this movie sucked, and I believe it.
I feel bad that it sucked because there were so many glimmers of hope.
like a 40-minute cut of this movie, phenomenal.
Short film, love
yeah.
it. But, I mean...
But... You know, you don't get picked up by 20th Century Fox DVD.
Especially when your special makeup effects are by a company called Dog Hair.